Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Forever young, I want to be.
I mentioned this last night on TV, and it really stood out to me, Brian. This was such a prime let down spot for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have the huge win Monday night.
Yep.
All of a sudden, everybody's talking about them. Jaden Daniels on every TV show you turn on.
Mm-hmm.
The same moronic TV shows that debate if the Chiefs are done because Rashee Rice is hurt. But all, you have young players beating a presumed Super Bowl contender. Then it's a short week, you're going on the road.
Yes.
You're traveling. You're practicing on the road.
No, things are different.
Nothing's your normal routine.
Nothing is normal.
It was a prime letdown spot, and they came out and kicked the Cardinals' ass.
I'll say this. I traveled around. I rented a car so I could have access to wherever I wanted to go. And every time I would talk to people, they say, oh, yeah, I saw some of the Commanders players come through here. He said, man, they're very respectful young men. Made me feel good. Because, you know, when people are out for an extended period of time, you're sometimes worried what could go down. You know, and they, everybody that said that they had come through, they were respectful. You know, they handled the business, went back. So I say Dan and those leaders on that team, tip your hat, dog. Tip your hat.
They are running a good program. Now, how long does that last? You know, things could change quick in the NFL.
I think that, and I'm not talking about the winning and losing, but I think the way that they are, and we always use it sparingly. It goes from the top down. A lot of people start that top at the coach. Above the coach, you got classy people too.
Sure.
So I think that thing will go for a long time.
Yeah, I think. I mean, Lanfield just said if you look at some of the moves Adam Peters has made, like the Dotson trade, signing Noah Brown, the draft picks. The fact, if Coleman hits for you, and Johnny Newton's starting to give you a lot more, but mm-hmm. if Coleman hits for you and you get a left tackle in the third, Coleman looks like a hit. It is still super early, but they are at the quarter way mark. It's not like it's one game in. We're four games into the NFL season. It seems like it's gone quite fast, but, you know, four games in to be 3-1, it's pretty good, man. Like, yeah. When whoever went through their
75%, brother.
Whoever went through their preseason calculus of how many games they're going to win, I doubt many had the Bengals as a win.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I mean, dude, not that you want to get too far down.
Hell, if they look at the history, I doubt they had the Giants as a win.
True. If you just look at the history since they've gone to the 14-team playoffs, the three wild cards, seven NFC teams making the wild card, or three wild cards, seven teams making the playoffs. nine wins get you home. Like, you get to nine, you're pretty much getting in. So if they're 3-1, they got what, 13 games left?
Yep.
You could go 6-7 down the stretch. And this doesn't look like a 6-7 ball club down the stretch.
Possibly.
Don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Cleveland's coming to town. Who knows what that is?
Yeah, and that Cleveland team, although they're not playing well, they're still a talented team. So I think our team can't worry about Cleveland or whoever else they play.
Agreed.
Got to worry about them and getting to the point where they know what they're capable of. You know, and if they keep pushing for that, you're going to see some good stuff happening.
We haven't talked to the boy. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Jeff, tell the world about your new scarf. I don't know. What are you calling that thing?
So these are the towels that I collected from going to the games. We got a Hail to the Commanders one, the HBCU day, and a Latin American day.
How good are you feeling right now, Jeff?
Oh, Jeff's head's about to explode.
I'm feeling
good. Saying some wild stuff in that break.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good. Matter of fact, y'all, when I do my credit pie, y'all gonna see how good I'm feeling.
You gotta bring that in.
What you making
here.
Your credit pie out of?
Jeff's gonna need like 300%. Come show on the stream whatever this collection of scarves is doing. Landville, how about you? You enjoyed the game, dude. They're 3-1.
I mean, it's great. I never expected that this would actually be happening to us. And
look at this thing. Landville, what do you think of Jeff's scarf-a-rama?
I mean, it's unusual. It's like, you know, in a prison movie when they're trying to build something where they can rappel out of the prison. That's what it looks like.
Hey, I don't think that can hold him up.
Watching the game, though.
He'll land right on his back. Pow!
Watching the game, I just noticed how different it feels watching this team. Like, during the Rivera years, whenever the offense did something good, it almost felt like it was an accident. And here, every time they get the ball, I just think there's a pretty good shot that they're going to end up scoring. It's almost to the point that I'm expecting them to score on every series, and that's just completely different from what we've been used to as fans. Really, for the last 20, 25 years. It's pretty remarkable.
Dude, it is truly remarkable. They hadn't scored 42. They never scored 42 in the Rivera era.
Yeah.
That's 4 years they didn't go that high.
It was 2016 last time.
It was 2016. And they started scoring more but didn't win many of those games. So to win back-to-back in those scenarios, these Jaden numbers are absurd, dude. Daniels has an 82% completion percentage through four career games. That's the highest completion percentage of any quarterback through four games since Brady, 79.2 in 07.
And he's
by the way, he wasn't a rookie.
He's at what percent?
82.1.
Wow, that's 3% higher. Mm.
Dude, the 82.1% completion percentage is the highest by any quarterback in any four-game span since 1950. And I don't think a whole bunch of people were doing it pre-1950. I just don't think they have stats.
Yeah.
The numbers, there's...
We didn't have lamination back then, so we couldn't hold on to a lot of stuff.
Well, dude, honestly...
I'm saying we. I wasn't born then, dog. I'm just joking.
Guys probably didn't pass enough that they had to install some sort of minimums on it. So otherwise, it'd be like whoever Sid Luckman or whatever was 6 of 8. I don't know. Sammy Ball's numbers?
I don't know
enough about that era. I know enough about the current era, and Jaden Daniels is playing at an absurd level. Absurd.
That is true, brother. That is true.
I guess the billion-dollar question is, can he keep that going? And my answer is all signs point to yes. Like, I don't see the pitfall.
We're going to find out. I mean, the whole thing about it, I know there's no guarantees in nothing, in sports or anything. But I know if you don't work at it, you won't get it. But I know if you work at it, you give yourself opportunity. And we know that he works at it.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.